It didn't get a lot of attention before the election. Now, though, it's turning out to be a costly vote. We're talking about a constitutional amendment on Washington's November ballot. Voters rejected it, and now lawmakers have a $15 billion problem on their hands. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
In 2019, Washington became the first state to enact a long-term care insurance program. The idea was to address the needs of an aging population. This year, state lawmakers put a constitutional amendment on the ballot to allow the funds for that program to be invested in the stock market with an eye toward bigger returns. But voters said no. As a result, the fund is now projected to have a $15 billion shortfall over the next 75 years.
This is a self-sustaining program, so that unfunded liability really can't exist.
Matt Smith is Washington's state actuary.
The program is intended to be supported by the premiums of the people who participate in the program and investment returns.
So what can lawmakers do? They could lower the benefit or raise the premium tax, or they could try again to ask voters to approve a constitutional amendment to allow the trust fund to be invested in private markets. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
Voters could have a second chance at this constitutional amendment as soon as next year. The commission overseeing the long-term care insurance program voted unanimously Thursday to ask lawmakers to put it on the ballot again in 2021.